I send warm greetings to you from this beautiful sanctuary in this beautiful Sunday morning. And I pray that wherever you are, that the word of the Lord this morning will feed your spirit and touch your heart. Some years ago, a series of bad drought hit the fertile heartland of America for several years consecutively. A farmer was devastated by it and went to see the manager of his bank. As you would have expected, I've got some bad news, but also some good news to tell you. Which one would you like to hear first? He asked. The banker doubted if the farmer would have any good news for him, so he said, "Why don't you tell me the bad news first and get it over with?" The banker replied, "Okay, with the bad drought and inflation and all, I won't be able to pay anything on my mortgage this year, either on the principal or the interest." "Well, that is pretty bad." "It gets worse. I also won't be able to pay anything on the loan for that machinery I bought, nor on the principal or interest." "Wow, is that ever bad? I'm truly sorry that it's worse than that. You remember I borrowed to buy seed and fertilizer and other supplies? Well, I can't pay anything on those items either, principal or interest." "That's awful, and that's enough. Tell me what the good news is." "The good news," replied the farmer with a confident smile, "is that I intend to keep on doing business with you." During the pandemic, it's not just the business sector, but everybody and every form of organization suffered. Stay-at-home order has caused a lot of stress and relational discomfort, not to mention loss of so many precious lives. Sadly, the pandemic is not new. The world has suffered so many cases of it. The oldest pandemic occurred in 3000 BC. Just during the 20th century, the world has suffered from Spanish flu, Asian flu, Hong Kong flu, swine flu, and more. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention post many of those on their web. We hear heartbreaking stories of the victims, including health professionals. We just lost a hero, an ER doctor in New York, to the virus. Treating patients, she was contracted with the virus. As soon as she recuperated, she went back to work. Watching so many patients dying right before her eyes, when there was nothing she could do, took a heavy toll on her. The ER doctor is one of millions who is despondent about the pandemic. How could we deal with this? An answer is found in God's word. Let us see what the Apostle Paul says this morning. "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Note here that he said not suffering, but sufferings. We have multiple kinds of sufferings. What kind of sufferings was Paul talking about? When he wrote the epistle to Romans, he was in Corinth and was about to go up to Jerusalem. Then he wanted to visit Rome en route to Spain. Time-wise, it was around winter of 56 or 57 AD. Paul had four distinct missionary itineraries. The letter to Romans was written toward the end of his third missionary journey. Paul's fourth missionary journey was begun in Jerusalem and ended in Rome as he suffered martyrdom there. Emperor Nero began his rule in 54 AD after the death of his adopted father, the Emperor Claudius, in 54 AD. When Paul wrote the letter to Christians in Rome, Nero had been enthroned for 3 years and did not persecute Christians yet. So the present sufferings Paul mentioned would have implicated more of his personal hardships to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. In 2 Corinthians 11, Paul enumerated his sufferings as a messenger of the gospel. See how many hardships he had suffered. I have been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was bitten with rods. 1 I was pelted with stone. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent the night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Beside everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. However, Paul's suffering did not stop. After he went to Jerusalem, he was captured and sent to Rome to stand trial. On the way to Rome, the ship he went on board got shipwrecked. After his arrival in Rome, he went under the house arrest. And in 64 AD, the great Roman fire broke. Nero made Christians scapegoat and persecuted them. Christian tradition considers that Paul suffered martyrdom as part of the executions in 64 AD. From a broader perspective, the present suffering Paul mentioned could be understood as countless hardships he had endured after he became a follower of Christ until he died. This truth on the present suffering that Paul mentioned is applied to all those who believe in Jesus. Our life journey as followers of Christ is not without strives and struggles. When is this pandemic going to be over? Everyone is asking this question. And the whole world is hoping for a breakthrough. I wholeheartedly pray that the pandemic would be over soon. But The situation reminds us of the very nature of our earthly journey. This is not our first trouble we have ever experienced, and is not going to be our last trouble either. Paul's letter to the believers in Rome advises us on how to handle the pandemic. We would endure all kinds of hardships, but our eyes are not to be focused on the present suffering. We tend to look at the painful present situation instead of looking beyond it. Paul advises us to look for the future glory. The future glory that Paul spoke of belongs to a different realm. The present sufferings could be overcome by looking forward to the future glory, the glory that God has promised to all those who believe in Him, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. In spite of the suffering today, we have hope by looking for the future glory. Hope in Christ helps us endure pain today. Paul continued, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." Paul's second advice, therefore, is we can overcome the present suffering by Christ's love. In essence, the entire world is puzzled by the sudden attack of the virus, and there is no vaccine to fight the virus yet. The world is in crisis and does not offer us the security and surety. Do we have other choice except trusting in God's care and love for us during this crisis? We do not. The most practical action we can take during this crisis as believers is to depend upon God and His love. In the book called God is in Business of Restoration, Jack Linda shares a story. A commuter flight from Portland, Maine to Boston, Henry Dempsey, the pilot, heard an unusual noise near the rear of the small aircraft. He turned the controls over to his co-pilot and went back to check it out. As he reached the tail section, the plane hit an air pocket and Dempsey was tossed against the rear door. He quickly discovered the source of the mysterious noise. The rear door had not been properly latched prior to takeoff, and it flew open. He was instantly sucked out of the jet. The co-pilot, seeing the red light that indicated an open door, radioed the nearest airport, requesting permission to make an emergency landing. He reported that the pilot had fallen out of the plane, and he requested a helicopter search of that area of the ocean. After the plane landed, they found Henry Dempsey holding onto the outdoor ladder of the aircraft. Somehow, he had caught the ladder, held on for 10 minutes as the plane flew 200 miles per hour at an altitude of 4,000 feet. And then, at landing, kept his head from hitting the runway, which was a mere 12 inches away. It took airport personnel several minutes to pry Dempsey's fingers from the leather. This may not be an extreme example of our life circumstances, but it is true that our life could become turbulent, and holding on is the only practical option for our survival and sustenance. Do we have the alternative? We do not. We do not have any alternative solution but holding on to God and believing in His love during this pandemic. Hear the good news again. Even if the whole world would go bankrupt, God will continue to business with us and sustain us. As Christ defeated the power of Satan in Calvary, we will be victorious in the end as Christ was, and is, and will be. God loves us with a love that never fails. Nothing in any form in heaven and on earth can separate us from the love of Christ. Because of God's amazing love for us, we can overcome any hardship and become more than conquerors. Amen.